Since it's the holiday season, we thought we would check in with our old friend. He is coming up here to the studio. Let's open the door and welcome the generic youth minister.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hello, generic youth minister.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
I said it. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you said it.
I know that's not real politically correct anymore, but I don't care because, you know, Jesus is the true reason for the season.
That's right, indeed.
You know, I cannot stand these business owners that if you say Merry Christmas to them, they shoot you with a harpoon.
They do
what?
That?
Nobody does that. Oh my goodness.
That's happening all over America. But the mainstream press, they won't report on it.
Oh gosh, come on.
George, 17 people were killed by harpoons just last week by politically correct business owners and professors.
I don't believe that.
That was just in Cleveland alone. Most other big cities had like 40 people killed by harpoons.
Professors?
Yeah. I mean, and we need to get, this is the deal. Okay.
All right.
Now I'm going to get real with you.
Okay.
We need to get Santa Claus out of Christmas.
Oh,
okay.
Kids love Christmas,
not Santa-mas.
That's right. You're correct.
Now listen. So that's why I'm leading a GoFundMe to rework old Christmas classic movies and digitally remove Santa Claus and replace him with Jolly Jesus.
That's exactly a lot of work.
So we're going to get the first one we're going to work on is like a claymation special or something called Jesus is Coming to Town.
Okay.
And it's going to be great and everything. Imagine if we do this. I mean, Jesus is going to fly around the world on his birthday in a sleigh pulled by 12 magical apostles and like distributing gifts and wisdom and judgment and all those fun things.
Okay.
And of course, the sleigh team is led by a remorseful and crying Judas, the red-handed apostle. And he lights the way with his 30 pieces of silver reflecting the moonlight, you know, that kind of leads him around everything.
Okay.
And it's going to be great. We encourage kids to leave out cookies or gefilte fish for Jesus.
Right.
That'd be nice. Leave out a glass of milk or some Canaan wedding wine. Jesus loves that stuff. But it's non-alcoholic. Jesus made non-alcoholic wine.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, I want everybody to put up your Jesus tree. You got to decorate it with loaves and fishes. Now it gets kind of smelly after a few weeks in December. But anyway, but Jesus will appreciate the effort. We've got to get Santa out of Christmas.
Quite an undertaking.
Yeah. And Jesus don't come down no chimney, y'all.
Are you sure?
He's the creator of the world. He's got the skeleton key. Gets in everywhere. Everywhere.
Front door for Jesus.
Front door for Jesus. He ain't going in no back door. That's for God sure right there. I'll tell you. And I have something to promote at the church. We're having a Christmas Eve service.
Okay.
That we are planning around you guys.
Us?
I want this to be a muser-centric Christmas Eve service.
Well.
And I've got y'all slated to speak at the 9 p.m. service. And I've named the service The Sports of That First Christmas. I figure y'all could work with that somehow.
Sports? What are we supposed to do?
What teams were playing back then?
Do a sermon about how Jesus was like the first quarterback who threw good extra points. Yeah, or, you know, like Jesus punted all the field goals on the first Christmas
like
or something like that.
Action figures they used to have.
Yeah, something like that. Y'all can make it work. I don't know what the sports end of it. That's y'all's deal.
I don't know if I can make it. I think George can. But
and we also, y'all going to love this, we have a living nativity scene. Y'all ever done one of those? Gone through
those?
I've seen
them.
Through them. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, although, I have to admit it, we're no longer allowed to have live animals.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
Well, you guys remember a few years ago when one of the camels ate the baby Jesus?
Oh, God.
It wasn't a real baby.
It was a
honey-baked ham and a pamper and a knit cap.
Why a ham? It seems like you're asking for trouble.
But the kids, they were pretty traumatized, and that camel bit off baby Jesus' head.
Yeah.
Chewed it like a cud, all lazy-eyed and unaffected by the screams and imprecations.
Who had the idea to put a ham in there?
It was newborn size, so I threw it in there.
Yeah.
So So we've got that living nativity scene, but but it's people and then people in animal costumes that are playing the animals.
Right.
So we could not get any volunteers to play the back halves of the donkeys or the camels.
No one wants that.
I mean, that
job.
Is a bad job, I understand. Yeah. So we got a bunch of half camels and half donkeys, and oddly enough, centaurs guarding baby Jesus.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. It's a real weird nativity and everything. I mean, you just hardly ever see centaurs guarding honey-baked Jesuses.
Never.
But we're
never
not going to see Santa in that nativity scene.
You are not going to see Santa. I don't want that secular piece of crud. And that's strong language from me. Very strong language. Hey, I don't care if I get harpooned for that. I will say it. I will say it. So y'all come on out there and y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
See ya. Freyans are Freyans for
Christmas. There he goes, the generic youth minister.